Chapter 1, The Iron Gates. A high ball looped over the dead tree stump and was met by a crashing dive from Frank. "Goal!" shouted his teammates.
"Missed," said the goalkeeper.
"Whoops," grimaced Frank. "Sorry."
"You complete and utter donkey brain," sulked Ben as he took off his goalkeeping gloves. "Now we'll never get it back."
The ball had flown off the top of Frank's head, over the wooden fence, and into the next door's back garden, where the old witch lived. "It was an accident," he protested, as his schoolmates turned their backs on him and sloped off to the other side of the playground. "The ball was meant to go in the goal." But nobody was listening. A little boy with a thick mop of blonde curls tugged at Frank's sleeve. "You know that ball which just went over the fence?" he said. "Well, I bet you wish it hadn't." He took his thumb out of his mouth. "Now you'll have to go round after school to get it." "I know that," snapped Frank crossly. "I'm not a complete weedy cheese ball, unlike somebody I could mention, like you." Normally, one would not expect to get away with such a rude remark, but Arthur, for that was the name of the boy with thick blonde curls, was Frank's younger brother, and younger brothers are completely different. The only reason that younger brothers are born at all is so that they can soak up the constant flow of verbal humiliation and physical punishment inflicted on them by their elder brothers. As Frank came out of school later that afternoon, his stomach jiggled and sank to just below his knees. It felt as if he'd eaten a sack of rocks for lunch, whereas he had, in fact, just eaten fish cakes. His heart pounded like a war drum, his knees trembled like an Olympic springboard, and his face wouldn't stop twittering. There was no denying that he was scared.
"Why?"
inquired Arthur, who was holding Frank's clammy hand.
"Wouldn't you be if you had to knock on that huge front door and ask that woman for your ball back?"
snapped Frank.
"No," replied Arthur, with an air of feigned indifference. "Not particularly."
"Good, then you do it," said Frank, steering his younger brother towards the big black iron gates.
Behind the gates stood a tall grey building. It looked like an old castle. Green ivy tumbled from the cracks between the huge blocks of stone, which had been used to build the walls some 600 years before. The windows were barred and shuttered to keep out the daylight, and a crumbling rampart ran around the edge of the raked slate roof, which climbed steeply to a central tower. On top of the tower sat a gargoyle, its hideous face leered at passers-by and confirmed Frank's deepest fear that the house was indeed evil. Frank and Arthur didn't know it, but they were being watched. A video camera bolted to the gatepost.